The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Yeah. Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Do you know what skin tags are? Anyway, a friend of mine said he could get them off way cheaper than some dumb doctor. And I've got a ton of them, which would be real expensive. So I went over to his house, and he pulled out some dental floss and wrapped it around each of the tags, and ouch! It hurt like heck! And now they're all infected! Speaking of infected, and now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, thank you. It's good to know what's going on with Todd medically, because you know something's going on medically.
Something's going on.
Hey, Albin, it's Monday.
It's Monday.
Which means we just had a weekend, so why am I tired?
Oh, you had a busy one.
Honestly?
Yes.
Okay, I'm trying to be professional. We've only been doing this for 4.5 years. First of all, let me announce, before I start yammering about my weekend, in a couple of seconds, we have on the great John Zmirak. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to think of this as the John Zmirak Show with Eric Metaxas guest appearance.
Yeah.
He's so tremendous. Yeah. We want to get him on. He's going to talk about a number of things, including the movie The Joker, or Joker, whatever it is. He's got some very insightful thoughts on that, which are, well, you'll see. It's amazing. In hour two today, we will air part two with Ann Coulter. We put this stuff up on YouTube eventually. Part one on YouTube already has 30,000 views.
Wow.
So if you want to watch it, obviously, go to our YouTube channel, Eric Metaxas Show on YouTube, because everything is there, almost everything we have, filmed here in the studio. But Ann Coulter, she said a lot of stuff I disagreed with, but she's so entertaining and so sharp and so bright that she makes you think. And you'll see in hour two, in part two, that's coming up obviously today, you'll see just more of the same. Absolutely amazing. She gets you to think. All right, Albin.
Yes.
Before we go to John Zmirak, this weekend I celebrated my 23rd wedding anniversary.
Oh, great. Congrats.
Suzanne only celebrated her 20th, I think.
Oh, I
just
see.
Kidding. No, we celebrated our 23rd wedding anniversary, and we were apart for most of the day because I was at the Values Voters Summit in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
You want to talk about exciting? Oh, my gosh. It was in the Omni. No. I always
thought it was
the
Trump Hotel, wasn't it?
No. It was not the Trump Hotel, but it was absolutely extraordinary. I met so many wonderful people. I spoke on Friday night. The president spoke on Saturday night.
Ooh.
I spoke on Friday night. Right before me was Oliver North.
Yeah.
And right after me was the pastor of Times Square Church, my friend Carter Conlon.
Wow.
It was unbelievable to be sandwiched between two heroes of mine. What a blessing it was. And the whole thing was crazy. But what I have to tell you is that as soon as I landed on Friday, I went from interview to interview to interview to interview, and then I spoke.
Wow.
And the same thing the next day. I woke up in the morning and went from interview to interview. So I landed, okay, I had to race to CBN. That's, you know, the 700 Club has a news division. Had to race there. David Brody was there. They interviewed me on CBN. Then I had to race to the hotel where I was interviewed by EWTN. That's the Catholic channel. Then I was interviewed on a podcast for the Heritage Foundation. Then I was interviewed by somebody for a Norwegian evangelical Christian magazine.
Oh, yeah. I think I subscribe.
Then I went, I rested. Then I spoke at this thing. And then I had to hustle off to Fox News, where Shannon Bream had me on her program.
Ah.
And I was able to opine on the NBA situation.
Great.
I just want to say, we're going to get that clip up, I hope, today. But I want to say to my friends out there, there is nothing more dramatic that I've ever seen when you have corporate titans making a ton of money from countries that are in many ways no different. In fact, I would say no different than Germany was in the 30s.
Mm.
This is before the death camps. But you have a situation where a totalitarian dictatorship that is horrifically oppressing religious minorities, not just Christians. Uyghur Muslims are in concentration camps. I mean, you cannot believe that people have sold their souls for money. And so the NBA and Google and Apple, they're turning a blind eye to real human rights abuses. So they yammer on like fools about transgender bathroom policies in North Carolina. They talk about that like that's the big moral issue. Meanwhile, people are being tortured and imprisoned and suffering by the millions in China. And so I want to say to these people, and I talk about this on Shannon Bream and other places, do they have no values? Have they sold their souls for money? Because if they could have made money in Hitler's Germany, but based on what I see right now, there is no doubt they would have done it. And I got to say, folks, that's not the American way. If you want to live in America and you want to profit off of our system here, you need to understand what these values are that allow you to flourish. And if you'd rather make your money in China, you can move to China or to North Korea and good luck. But nothing horrifies me more. So I mean, I talked about all those things. Okay, so the next day, I've just got to share this with you. The next day, I woke up. I had an interview with Wall Builders, you know, David Barton and whatever.
Yeah.
I did a thing with them. I did a thing with James Kennedy. That's Coral Ridge down in southern Florida. And it just went on and on. So many wonderful opportunities to talk about the impeachment situation. By the way, the impeachment situation, here's my summation. It is pure political theater.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolute nonsense. You can't impeach a president just because you hate him. And you can't pretend that there was some quid pro quo when you have the transcript. It's so ridiculous. So, folks, it's going nowhere. It's just political theater. And that's my promise to you. I guarantee it. Okay, so, Albin.
Yes, sir.
Before we go to Zmirak, we have some good news.
Yes, we do.
This is tremendous. We're raising money for the Alliance Defending Freedom, and we talk about religious liberty all the time. I was just talking about it in all kinds of ways. And right now, we've raised $29,000. We're way ahead of all the other Salem radio hosts, like Dennis Prager.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Hugh Hewitt. Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Yeah, and Sebastian Gorka, haha, all our friends, we're beating them. And you know why?
Why?
And I'm not joking here. I think it's because my listeners and viewers on this program, that's you folks, you're more keenly attuned to the issue of religious liberty.
Mm-hmm.
It is the issue of our time. It's at the core of all of our values.
It really is.
And I've made that case over the last few years on this program that it's not the sort of thing that, like, it's another thing. It's at the center. If you start killing religious liberty or start redefining it the way people are trying to do, it ends genuine liberty and it ends America as we know it. Now, that's a fact. That's not my, you know, odd right-wing perspective. I mean, if you look at the Constitution, so it's really important. So let me say this. Most people listening have not yet given, so I want to encourage you folks. Alliance Defending Freedom, no one fights the battle better than they do. They're fighting for us, so I'm very grateful. As of this morning, my audience has generated enough donations to raise, I don't know how much money worldwide for ADF, a ton, right? So faith leaders understand how critically important this is. So I want to play a clip. Eminence Charles Chaput, the Archbishop of Philadelphia, he's a friend and an American hero. He talks about how ordinary citizens need the kind of help ADF provides for their expensive legal defense. Here's my friend, Archbishop Chaput.
And they very much depend on the support of people who have resources who aren't fighting that battle directly. So I think support of groups like ADF by many, many people with significant amounts of resources is very, very important. You know, we all have a duty to personally become involved. Those of us who have resources have a duty to make those resources available for the service of the truth.
All right. Chaput is a hero. I mean it. Like, he's one of the few people that if all the Catholic archbishops were like him, I practically become Catholic. He's unbelievable. Now, he just said it. ADF provides free legal services in the battle for truth, religious liberty, but only if they have the resources to keep fighting the battles on behalf of our first freedom. That is where we come in. Folks, people say, what can I do? Things are spinning out of control. I promise you, every penny you spend, every penny you give to ADF is about the best you can do right now. Please go to MetaxasTalk.com. Again, if you care about anything that we talk about on this program, helping ADF will help. It touches everything. You cannot go wrong. The number, 800-556-2770. We really need your help, 800-556-2770. You go to the website, click on ADF at MetaxasTalk.com. Honestly, it's urgent. Please help. Thank you. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. As you know, following Christ is a lifelong pursuit. It requires perseverance, and practice makes permanent. A new study Bible for today is the third edition of the Life Application Study Bible. Read by more than 20 million people, it's the best-selling study Bible in the world. The Life Application Study Bible is not a Bible for a season. It's not for a New Year's resolution. It's not just for hard times. It's a Bible for all times, with more than 10,000 newly updated and expanded notes, charts, maps, timelines, profiles, and more. The Life Application Study Bible is the most complete single-volume Bible ever compiled. It is just what you need to apply biblical teaching to your everyday life. As you train for the race God calls each of us to, the Life Application Study Bible is the companion and coach you need by your side every single step of the way. For who you were, who you are, and who God has called you to become for all times, learn more at lifeapplication.com. That's lifeapplication.com.
How was the doctor?
Not what I expected. I have arthritis.
What? How can I help?
Well, the doctor gave me a rundown on what to know and what to do, and also mentioned a symptom tracking app called Arthritis Power. It can help me and the doc manage my arthritis better.
Well, great. Let's download it from the App Store. Arthritis Power?
Yep, it sounds easy. I just have to answer questions about my pain and other symptoms once a week. It only takes a few minutes. The doctor says that seeing my symptoms over time in this app can help us understand how my arthritis is responding to treatment.
That's cool. Now don't forget to use it, old man. You'll be helping yourself and your doctor.
Old man. And what does that make you then?
If you have arthritis, download Arthritis Power. Arthritis Power is from the nonprofit Global Healthy Living Foundation and its patient community, Creaky Joints. Your information is protected, and there's never a cost. In fact, you could even be paid for participating in research surveys about arthritis. For more information, go to arthritispower.org or search for Arthritis Power in your app store.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Hey, Alvin.
Hey.
That's Casey and the Sunshine Band. You know what that means, don't you?
What?
I don't know.
No.
We have John Zmirak on the line, big bad John Zmirak. My friend, are you there?
Hi, Eric. Good to talk to you.
I want to talk to you about the movie Joker. Can we do that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, listen. I don't see a lot of movies. I'm a shut-in. They bring communion to me on Sundays. I haven't been out of bed in years. But I want to tell you, this is a movie that I have thought of going to the theater to see.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Not because it sounds enjoyable, but because it sounds like something that might be worth seeing. So yeah. I read your piece at the Stream. The title of it is Joker Speaks to the Young Adolf Hitler Inside Each One of Us. Typically provocative John Zmirak headline. But really, what you wrote
bring
about it, yeah, don't bring the kids, but what you wrote about this movie was extraordinary. So please tell my audience what you think of the movie.
Thanks. Well, first of all, it's a genuine work of art. Mm. It's the kind of movie you remember. It's the kind of movie you end up talking about later. I've gotten people responding to me to when I recommended on Twitter saying, okay, I saw it because you recommended it, and my wife and I talked about it for 2 hours. We never do that with movies.
Right.
You know? It's subtle. It's visually powerful. It's really brilliantly acted. The story is compelling, and which is interesting because it's a real artwork because you're glad you've seen it, even though it's hard to watch in some ways,
right.
You know? And what I found interesting, what I kind of learned from it, was from my own sort of reaction over time that sort of marinated. Because when I first saw it, it kind of tapped into my own difficult experiences growing up. And it was like a trip down memory lane in a way. Because, first of all, it was filmed in the New York City, the Gotham City that they actually took Newark, and I don't know if they had to do
well,
anything
but the
to
point
Newark,
is, but it is New York from the 1970s and 80s when you and I grew up in the New York area.
But they didn't have to do anything to Newark.
We remember that, and if you want to see what New York would look like if Giuliani had not become mayor, you go to Newark, the city of Cory Booker. And you can see what happens when Democratic administrations are allowed to run unfettered to destroy everything. I mean, we're not joking. This is true. But that's too much information. So tell us.
Right,
so you watched it, and it brought back memories of growing up.
Too much information.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Growing up, I had kind of an isolated childhood in a nasty tenement with a crazy family. So, I mean, it was like, where did these people? I remember thinking, Eric, you often encouraged me to do an autobiography,
yep.
And I wanted you to see the movie to see how that autobiography would turn out. But actually, I mean, it sort of exaggerates. Okay, but this was just my first reaction. Okay,
yeah.
And then I realized, wait a minute, I'm kind of engaging in self pity. I'm remembering only the darkest times from my past, and that's what the movie does. The movie is about a character who wallows in self-pity.
In other words, if you didn't know Jesus of Nazareth, who gave you hope to pull you out of the pain, you would you would have marinated in your own self-pity just like the Joker does, and just as you point out brilliantly, just as Adolf Hitler did.
Right, and I know it sounds silly to reduce everything to Hitler. I mean, everybody's like overuses that, but the movie is about the making of a monster who becomes an evil political leader.
Right.
So it's not that crazy to draw comparisons.
Well, wait a minute. If people overuse Adolf Hitler only when they do it wrongly. When you speak about him correctly, right, as you do, it is he's underused. People often refer to him, but you've really made such a brilliant case that I think that maybe it will help us see Hitler and the dynamic that led to his rise more clearly.
Well, right. Well, thank you. So what this is about an evil political leader in his formative years. So is Mein Kampf. And I've often thought someone should make a movie of Mein Kampf from Hitler's distorted perspective.
That is so brilliant.
Showing you
that is amazing. John, that is so brilliant. I have to tell you. Can we get the rights to Mein Kampf? seriously, that is so brilliant.
Ask Bernie Sanders.
That would be amazing.
Yeah,
oh. I'm joking, of course, because it was published in the 20s.
But, Joker.
But can you imagine? Can you imagine? You have imagined it. To show the
movie
horror.
Would show the horror of that worldview by showing you the world through those distorted eyes with occasional glimpses of the truth. So, you know, the way Hitler virtually hallucinated when he saw Jewish people in Vienna, he thought they were like alien monsters. And you would see that, and then you would see an objective glimpse of, like, a patriotic Jewish citizen wearing an Iron Cross he had won in the First World War.
Right.
But then you go back to Hitler's distorted giant perspective where it seems like he's a giant bug or something.
Right.
I thought that would have made an interesting
movie. What do you mean that would have made an interesting
movie?
That will make an interesting movie when you and I make it, my friend. We're
going to
be rich. Rich, I tell you.
Yeah.
Seriously,
I want to play security guard number two.
But,
John, come on. When I read your article, you make the case so brilliantly. But keep going, because I never would have thought. You're the only person that I know who might have gotten me interested in seeing Joker. So please continue.
Yeah, thanks. Mein Kampf is a memoir that is driven by self-pity. First, self-pity for himself, because he was in the war, poor baby, and he got gassed, and he had hysterical blindness, and then he came back, and Germany had lost the war. How could Germany do that to him?
Yeah.
How could the world fail him? I mean, he went to war and everything,
yeah,
and yet they lost anyway. And
yeah,
then he ended up, you know, they didn't understand or accept his art, those terrible bourgeois pigs, and then the city was full of Jews. How could they do that to him?
Yeah.
And he personalized everything in the world that didn't suit his rather arbitrary standards, and then he transferred that to all of Germany. Nazism was first an enormous bath of self-pity. Look what the world has done to us.
Yep.
Look what the Allies did to us. The Jews stabbed us in the back and robbed us of our victory in the First World War. And before it was a spasm of hatred, it was a bath, a jacuzzi full of self-pity. And that's what Joker does, and that's why I think we should call Joker Mein Kampf the movie.
A jacuzzi of self-pity. John Smirak,
yes.
New York Post. A jacuzzi of self-pity. That's so brilliant. Now, listen, you make a point in here that surprised me, that you're saying that liberals are angry at this movie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're condemning it all over the place.
Why?
Well,
let me guess.
Because
it makes Antifa look bad.
No. The pretext that they offer are, you know, it's justifying angry white men. They're going to shoot up schools. Or, I mean, they come up with a bunch of different arbitrary incompatible reasons,
right,
to be angry at the film.
Right.
I think the real reason, the actual motive why they're angry at the film, is that it depicts the world without mercy and justice, without the benefits of the Bible, Old Testament and New, without a divine order that leads people to something more than their selfish individual
So this is an atheist dystopia.
Yeah. This is the world that the left is building. It's not going to be woke Hollywood where, you know, wealthy people embrace transgender children and they heal the climate. That's all nonsense. That's all leftover. That's leftover Christian ethics misapplied.
That's right.
And fetishized with some false object.
Yeah.
But no, Christian ethics, once you really peel away Christian ethics, what you get is not woke Hollywood. It's China, where the rich get organs from executed political prisoners so they can live longer, where the government experiments on people, where the government uses people as raw material, wipes out whole ethnic groups like they're doing to the Uyghur Muslims, like they're trying to do to the Christians. And that's why you see all these companies that they won't serve Chick-fil-A in their cafeteria, but they will open factories in China. They'll let political prisoners make their sneakers.
John, I got to tell you, this is I'm so happy to hear you talk about this. As you know, we're raising money on this program this month for Alliance Defending Freedom. And I say it over and over and over again. Everything gets back to religious liberty. Before we go to break here, I want to remind my listeners, if you care about all these different things, please, folks, give to the Alliance Defending Freedom. They are at the forefront of this in America. Go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the banner, MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the banner. We'll reward you with stuff, but we know you're doing it not for that. Please be generous. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham meeting with President Trump today to discuss sanctions against Turkey over its invasion into Syria. Graham blaming Turkey for the turmoil in Syria, saying Turkish leader Erdogan made the biggest mistake of his political life and brought this on himself. At least 13 Mexican police officers have been killed, 3 others injured today, in an attack by gunmen in the western state of Michoacan, a region where violence attributed to organized crime groups has risen in recent months. Rescue workers continue their search through a dangerously unstable building in New Orleans that partially collapsed over the weekend. They're looking for one person still unaccounted for after the disaster at a hotel under construction at the edge of the French Quarter. The Dow is up 20 points, the NASDAQ ahead 5. This is SRN News.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, NMLS 128231, Equal Housing Lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
Attention homeowners! Dreaming about that home improvement project? With a strong housing market, chances are your home's value has gone up. And with a 15-year fixed interest rate of just 2.875% with a 3.168% APR, a cash-out refinance from Cash Call Mortgage could lower your interest rate and give you the cash you need for those home improvements. At Cash Call Mortgage, we're a direct lender, and we can close your refi in as fast as 20 days with no upfront deposit. If you qualify, we'll even pay your closing cost, whether it's for home improvements, getting rid of debt, or just putting away extra money for that inevitable rainy day. Cash Call Mortgage could mean achieving 2 great financial moves with just one call. The cash you need now and a lower interest rate. For a free quote to see if you qualify, call Cash Call Mortgage at 800-299-1364. That's 800-299-1364. 800-299-1364.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. You have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. You know I use it. I rave about it. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers. I love that. Bed sheets, so much more. For example, they're bringing back the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Now, remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener special so you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillows. You've got to enter the promo code ERIC or Metaxas. That's the key. Eric or Metaxas, 800-978-3057. 800-978-3057.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
Hey, folks, that's Johnny Cash. I'm Eric Metaxas. Albin, you're playing the role of Albin.
I'm going to do that.
And on the line, playing the role of John Zmierak today, is John Zmierak playing himself. John Zmierak, let's go back to the Joker movie. You made some extraordinary points about it, but talk again, if you don't mind, about when you say that it's basically a view of what happens when self-pity is given power. Because to me, when I see Antifa, when I see the angry left, that doesn't say what JFK said, you know, ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. On the absolute flip side, they today say, no, what can you do for me? What can the government do for me? It is self-pity given full reign in a person's life. It is a scary thing. When I was at Yale, when you were there, you were holding up the banner of truth and suffering for it. I grabbed on to this thing that we're criticizing right now. I remember allowing myself to feel hatred and anger at the people in power, at George Bush, the vice president, and Ronald Reagan, and being kind of really led down that path. And because I felt it, I know that it's real. And by God's grace, I was saved from that. But talk about that, because this is really this movie is about. I mean, I wouldn't know that if it weren't for you.
The reason the left is furious is that this movie gives their endgame away. The real problem for modern secularists is that a Darwinian world that they claim to believe in is just as cruel as Gotham City in this movie. If we're just cosmic rounding errors of random statistical chance, as our science teachers, they keep catechizing us about that, then there is no good argument against acting like Joker, except for one. The weak, hedonistic math, doing the math that if you restrain your rage and your vengeance, you'll on average collect more moments of pleasure before you die and are utterly forgotten than if you act it out.
Right.
You know what? That doesn't work with everybody.
Right.
Some of us would rather burn out than fade away.
That's
how you get the Columbine killers and the school shooters. When you have a world that says suffering has no meaning except if you can avenge it, a certain percentage of young 18-year-olds are going to do things like go join ISIS or shoot up their school or become drug dealers or become neo-Nazis. They're going to act out in some savage, destructive way that young people, young unhappy people, which is to say all young people, all adolescents are troubled, all 20-somethings are directionless. It's just, it's baked in the cake. If they don't have a higher meaning, they're going to find a lower meaning. And that lower meaning can get very dark indeed. And that's where we get the school shooters. That's where we get the white supremacists, where we get Antifa, where we get people who spend their weekends volunteering at Planned Parenthood to help black women have abortions. He's like, gee, isn't that great? Rich white kids going to make sure that young black kids die and feeling so good about themselves. That's where we get the darkness. And the darkness comes from self-pity. And the only cure for self-pity is to pity others, is to actually break out of your cycle of self-absorption, turn off Pink Floyd, go out of your mother's basement, go volunteer, go help somebody who's actually worse off than you. It doesn't just distract you from what you're going through. It actually creates human connections. And that's what you're lacking, though you're too self-pitying to admit it. And in the article, I talk about how Viktor Frankl, when he was in a concentration camp, he wrote the book Man's Search for Meaning afterwards, saying who survived and who didn't. The people who survived were those who found meaning in their suffering. The others said, curse God and die, and they did. Solzhenitsyn was an arrogant, young, atheist, communist, proud Soviet soldier when he entered a gulag camp. He was put in there because he made a joke about Stalin's mustache in a letter. He later said he was grateful for the years spent in a concentration camp, because he started to focus on the suffering of the people around him, people who were more innocent than he was and suffering more than he was. His self-pity ebbed away, and he got fascinated by other people, by their stories and their suffering. He started writing their stories down on little scraps of paper. Those scraps of paper gathered together with literary artistry became the Gulag Archipelago that helped bring down communism.
No kidding. I mean, is that amazing? It's so amazing. He's such a hero. In my new book coming out, it's called Seven More Men, he is one of the figures, because people need to know the story of Solzhenitsyn. We've interviewed his son on this program. Before we go,
I have a chapter about him in my Bad Catholic's Guide to the Seven Deadly Sins. He is the icon of the virtue of patience, which is the opposite of the deadly sin of wrath. The example of that in the book is Stalin.
You have written so many books. I want to say to my listeners, mm-hmm. hey, listeners, please go online and check out John's books. John, you've got such a rich trove of things that you have written in book form, and people can check those out. Before we go to a break, and we'll be back with you, John, but I want to remind folks, we're talking always about religious liberty on this program. We're talking about it now in a sideways fashion. I want to say that if you care about creating a culture or allowing a culture that already exists to thrive, you need to protect religious liberty. Please give to the Alliance Defending Freedom. Honestly, people say, what can I do? All these things happening. You could do this, folks. You cannot go wrong. Every penny you give to them will help you and your kids and grandkids. Go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner ADF. Please help. We need your help. Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. And they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and the Prager Store has compiled every male-female hour since 2010. We've had topics and calls about marriage, kids, dating, intimacy, fidelity, plus every segment with my friend and relationship expert, Alison Armstrong. These segments have literally saved marriages. For a limited time, the complete collection, 10 years of male-female hour, 50% off, available on flash drives or as a download, go to PragerStore.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was between jobs, and we had over $64,000 in credit card debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Working with Trinity was extremely easy. They really guided us into the program and gave us hope.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
My advice to people in a similar situation is to pick up the phone and call and get out of debt. The freedom from that is priceless. Let Trinity help make it better. Don't feel that you have to suffer alone or try to figure out the answer.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad
John. Hey there, folks. I'm talking to Big Bad John Zmirak. That's Z-M-I-R-A-K. John Zmirak. John Zmirak, before I ask you about the situation with the Kurds and Turkey and Erdogan and all that, I just want to make a final point on your what you say about the Joker. You say it's a piece of art. It's art. And you know what the thing is? The difference between art and propaganda, I can say this as a Christian, genuine art leads us to the truth, who is Jesus. Genuine art will always lead us toward the answer to our problems, even if it doesn't do so explicitly. And obviously this movie, The Joker, doesn't talk about Jesus, but you can feel it pointing in that direction because everything else points in the opposite direction. I look forward to seeing this movie, John. I mean, I sort of don't look forward to it, but I look forward to it because I think when somebody makes real art in Hollywood, we need to check it out. Now, who's the director? Do you know the director?
Todd Phillips.
Do we know what he's done, where he's coming from? I'm just fascinated.
Like goofy, he's done like goofy comedies and stuff. So this is a real breakthrough movie.
Wow.
And he needs to be recognized for this. Look, I thought the Christopher Nolan Batman movies were wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is as good as any of them. And given that it doesn't have a hero and nothing good happens in it, there are no virtuous characters at all. That's quite an achievement to make a movie like it's like The Inferno, you know. And that, it's interesting. People prefer to read The Inferno to the rest of the Divine Comedy.
Well, this, the Paradiso is boring as heck, because I've been forced to read it. But listen, let's go.
I liked it.
You're smarter, so
my
good for you.
My favorite was The Purgatorio. The Purgatorio, because people change and develop in it. They're not frozen in amber either.
Okay, all right.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a good point. So let's talk about what is cooking right now. It's Monday. Okay. Where are we with regard to Erdogan, Syria, Assad, and the Kurds?
Okay, the good news and the bad news. The good news is the Turks and their al-Qaeda allies, and every time somebody talks about the Free Syrian Army, which John McCain called the moderate rebels, that was al-Qaeda. It was always al-Qaeda. It was al-Qaeda when John McCain was there. It was al-Qaeda when the CIA was giving them weapons. It's al-Qaeda. That's all it is. It is an Islamist Sharia militia of jihadis that wants to wipe out all the Christians in Syria. And during the 2016 presidential campaign, I was throwing things at the television screen when Marco Rubio and Lindsey Graham were saying Jeb Bush, we should shoot down Russian planes to help al-Qaeda take over Damascus. They were that fanatically committed to regime change, to getting rid of Assad, that they thought it was worth it to put the people who bombed the World Trade Center in charge of a country with millions of Christians and minority Sunni Shiite Muslims and other Yazidis and other religious groups who would be destroyed, exterminated, or driven out. That was idiotic insanity. The president and Ted Cruz and Rand Paul were all against that. Give them credit for deciding to side with the Kurds. They sided with the Kurds to fight ISIS, kept al-Qaeda from taking Damascus, okay? Now, The Turks have tried one more time to do an al-Qaeda takeover of Syria. The president decided not to kick Turkey out of NATO, which would have been required to stop them. And I think we ultimately need to do it.
I think that's happening. I read something, I think it was this morning, that the EU is looking to kick Turkey out of NATO.
Well, it's interesting because a couple of days ago, Erdogan, the Islamist dictator of Turkey, said that if the European countries didn't stop verbally criticizing what he was doing in Syria, he would dump 3.6 million more Muslim migrants on Europe. That's a great ally. That's a great NATO ally, isn't it?
I tell you, you want to talk about realpolitik, it's grotesque. I want to ask you a crazy question. Do you think Trump could pull a Nixon and ally us with Russia against China?
That's what I think we need to do, frankly. I would rather see Russia in NATO, and then we resolve the situation in Ukraine, we force a compromise. But that would be a great statesmanlike thing. But I want to finish on the situation on the ground in Syria.
Go.
Okay. The Kurdish fighters who are allied with Christians are going to have to give up a very valuable thing. They had developed this decentralized little mini republic in northeastern Syria with religious freedom, where evangelical churches were popping up and Muslims had the right to convert to Christianity, that they can't do in any other country except Israel in the whole Middle East. It's illegal. You can get executed, really, in some countries for becoming a Christian if you're a Muslim. This one little region, the Kurdish region, had religious freedom, and evangelical churches were springing up like mushrooms. That's going to go away because the Kurds are now joining the regular part of Syria that's ruled over by Bashar Assad.
Right.
Now, Assad is a nasty, secular dictator, but he doesn't persecute religious minorities.
I was just going to say, isn't that better than...
It is better. It's better than al-Qaeda. It's better than what the neocons wanted to impose on all of Syria. But it's not as good as what we were fighting for, which was a decentralized Syria with genuine religious freedom, where democracy was really bubbling from the ground up. So I'm heartbroken that the real Arab Spring just got snuffed out. But it's better than what the GOP and the Obama administration wanted, which was for al-Qaeda to conquer all of Syria.
Well, I mean, they basically, I mean, the Arab Spring, we have to be clear in case anybody doesn't know, is a joke. What they used to call the Arab Spring, like, we'll just kill the dictator and then people will pop up wearing tricorn hats and muskets and, you know, saying the British are coming. It didn't work out that way. The Arab Spring did not lead to democracy. It led to a power vacuum where radical Islamists come in and take over. So, we just got 30 seconds, John. Final thoughts on the situation.
Pray for the Kurds. Pray for the Syrian Christians. Pray for for peace and religious freedom in Syria. It's the whole Syrian civil war might end now, and let's hope that it does. Nothing very good has come out of it, but we've avoided the worst case scenario. Thanks.
I want to say finally, folks, prayer works. Prayer works. God sees what is happening. He allows awful things, but don't ever forget that he needs our prayers. And if you think prayers don't work, you're mistaken. We'll be right back.
It used to be so nice. It used to be so good.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. One witness who may not be called to testify before Congress in the impeachment investigation is the still anonymous whistleblower who touched off the inquiry.
Lawmakers have grown deeply concerned about protecting the whistleblower. Congressman Adam Schiff, the Democratic chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, says we don't need the whistleblower. He says they have the evidence they need about the phone call between President Trump and Ukraine's president, in which Mr. Trump asks Ukraine to investigate rival Joe Biden's family. President Trump tweeted an angry response, saying he needs to know the whistleblower's identity to, quote, determine why this was done to the USA. Rita Foley, Washington.
Facing intense scrutiny from President Trump and his Republican allies, Hunter Biden says that he will step down from the board of a Chinese-backed private equity firm by the end of the month. This is SRN News.
Your family depends on your income, and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sand. Watches the ships that go sailing.
Hey, that's Bobby Darin, American Taxes. Albin, you're Albin.
I'm Albin. I'm still
and,
Albin.
Okay, listen, folks, before we get to Ann Coulter, first of all, is John Zmierich not amazing?
He's amazing.
I thank God for that man. He is amazing. In hour two, we have Ann Coulter, part two with Ann Coulter. You're not going to believe it.
It's like the 1-2 punch today, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
It's like...
You'll be knocked out by the end of the show.
We need to talk about a couple of things real quick. First of all, I want to remind everybody, if you ever buy anything from MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell, yeah, the guy in the silk pajama top with the cross, that guy.
Yeah.
If you ever buy anything from him, you need to use the code ERIC to get our big discount. I think you want our big discount. It's a huge discount. You don't need to like me. You don't need to listen to the show. Just use Eric and you get the discount.
Yeah, folks, I use the discount and I don't even like Eric.
Right?
Yeah,
see?
But I
see?
Love the discount.
That's right. And in a moment of great self-hatred, even I used the code Eric and it worked.
Good
so
for you.
So you can tell your friends it's a huge discount. Just put it in whenever. You know, a lot of times on TV it'll pop up in places that give you some code. Don't use that code, folks. Trust me.
Don't.
What can I tell you? Okay. Alliance Defending Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I have made the case before. I'm going to make it again. I want to make the case succinctly and simply say this. There are all kinds of problems happening in America. People always say, what can I do? There are many things you can do. But the one thing you can do, which is guaranteed to help everything, that sounds like an overpromise, like I'm overstating it. I don't believe that I am. I think that the number one issue right now facing us is religious liberty in America. The liberal swing away from the Constitution and away from religious liberty for all Americans is at the heart of everything, folks. And the only people that I know who are battling the way ADF battles at the Supreme Court for the Constitution are ADF. They do it for free. If you get in a religious liberty controversy, somebody tries to sue you or fire you, they're the ones that will step up. They will provide the best legal counsel on planet Earth. They're doing this for people all around the country, just like us, just like regular folks trying to live their lives, but they need our help. And so I want to tell you, folks, this is an investment in America, in the future of America. This is not some parochial little narrow thing. This is right at the center. This is the front line. So I'm asking you go to our website. It's MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the ADF banner. If you don't believe it, Albin, you were just going to bring up the town hall the other day.
The town hall, LGBTQ town hall, and all the Democrats were asked about religious freedom, and every one of them was slapping down the faithful, okay? So if you don't believe Donald Trump is the should be the president, then take a look at these lovely bunch of coconuts and decide which one should be.
That's a Merv Griffin reference. Oh. Did you know, this is no joke, Beto O'Rourke was asked, if churches do not kowtow to this LGBTQ agenda, and by the way, I have friends that are gay. We have differences of opinion, but they're not activists like this, right? They believe in religious liberty. Most of the activists and a lot of the people on the left right now are saying, well, we don't believe in religious liberty. If you don't, in your church, marry same-sex couples, in your Orthodox church, in your Catholic church, in your evangelical church, we'll take away your tax-exempt status. Folks, that is a gigantic threat. It's unconstitutional. It's wrong. We need your help, please, folks.
Hey there,
I'll
folks.
Say it again and again. I won't stop. Go to the Alliance Defending Freedom banner on our website, MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com. If you're listening and you have a telephone, I'm going to spit out the phone number. Write it down really quick. 800-556-2770. 800-556-2770. 800-556-2770. Thank you. God bless you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.